With control of Congress at stake in next year's midterm elections, President Trump is doubling down on efforts to end mail-in voting. In the 2024 election, nearly 30% of Americans who cast their ballots did it by mail. Despite a multi-million dollar Republican drive to encourage supporters to vote by mail last year, the president says it's a fraud.
We, as a Republican Party, are going to do everything possible that we get rid of mail-in ballots. We're going to start with an executive order that's being written right now by the best lawyers in the country to end mail-in ballots because they're corrupt.
He also said that the United States is just about the only country in the world that uses them. Rick Hassin is a professor of law and political science at UCLA. He's also the author of A Real Right to Vote, How a Constitutional Amendment Can Safeguard American Democracy. Rick, I want to begin by parsing some of what we just heard from the president. He says that just about the only country in the world that uses them is the United States. Is that true?
No, it's not true. It's used around the world in lots of other democracies, including in Canada and the United Kingdom and Germany.
He says he's going to issue an executive order to end mail-in ballots. Is that within his powers?
So no. First of all, an executive order is an order to the executive branch as to how to carry out the laws. It's not a royal edict. He can't just decree that we don't have mail-in balloting anymore. The Constitution says that each state gets to set its own rules for running elections. And in Article 1, Section 4, it lets Congress override those rules as to congressional elections. Congress also sometimes acts under its powers, for example, to enforce the 15th Amendment to bar race discrimination in voting. The president's job is to take care that the laws passed by Congress are faithfully executed. So he's got a lot of powers in terms of how the federal government might interact with states, but it's primarily states that are running elections, and he has no direct authority over how elections are going to be conducted.